Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. This time of year with so much going on, it kind of makes sense to start making plans for the weekend early in the week. So let's see what's happening this coming Saturday in Belfast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Stark, and I'm really grateful to be here today to talk about the Resistance Fair. This will be a free, joyous community event held in Belfast, Maine, on Saturday, May 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the UUCB, or Unitarian Universalist Church of Belfast. And this event has been planned alongside a number of community organizations, including Well Keepers, Alliance for Intervening Citizens, Peace and Justice Waldo County, Audacity Cat, Indivisible Waldo County, and other local groups, with a vision of really building something together. That's a space where members of our community can come together, learn about and share ways to advance justice in their communities, plug into existing work and nonprofits and projects, enjoy local food and music, and join spaces for emergent change making in real time. And we're so lucky to live in this community where there's a lot happening on Saturday. We have the Keeping Belfast Beautiful in the morning. There is a clothing swap that day. There's a standout every week at noon at Post Office Square. And so we're inviting members of the community to come, you know, after you've pitched in to help clean up a block in Belfast, or after you've gone to the weekly standout, to come by and maybe join a workshop. We'll have tables upstairs with over 15, actually looks like 20 now, community organizations tabling and on a range of issues from, you know, the Maine Coalition for Palestine to Out in the Open, Healing Garden, and the Waldo County Democratic Party, Indivisible, and really just an invitation for any local community organization doing justice-oriented work to be there and to recruit volunteers, to answer questions, and to create a space for community members to come together and build and strengthen relationships. We'll also have over 12 workshops downstairs and also upstairs in the sanctuary throughout the afternoon, and presentations on everything from alternative economies to popular education or folk schools, street and guerrilla medicine, de-escalation, art for transformation. I'm really excited about this one. We'll have a puppet build in real time to support local rallies and social movements, resisting patriarchy, situational awareness, forgiveness and letting go, cultivating resiliency, and some kind of meditation and internal work centered workshops. So it'll be a community event to really bring together Belfast and Waldo County and Maine folks who are interested in building a better world together. And resistance can mean a lot of things to, you know, to different people. I like also words like rebuild, recharge, reconnect, reimagine, with a vision for recognizing the moment we're in, what time we are in, and then also building a better world. Last thing I wanted to point out is that we are inviting folks to bring a snack to share and some non-perishable food items to donate to local food banks through the letter carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. So we'll have some boxes there to collect non-perishable food items, something delicious you want to share with your neighbors. There is a Facebook event, so we'll add the full schedule to the Facebook event, so you can find that there. It's been posted on, if you know you love Belfast, on the Facebook page. Also on Blue Sky, Well Keepers has a Blue Sky at wellkeepers.bluesky.
And again, that event will be on Saturday, May 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the UU Church in Belfast. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown, and on behalf of the News and Public Affairs team here at WERU, we want to say thank you to all of you who've been so generous this week. And if you haven't made a pledge yet, please do so by calling or by going online to weru.org. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.